Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with The Moose for another episode of the French League One footballpredictions.net podcast, covering games from the 28th to the 30th of March, 2025, and you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss. If you just click on the links in the description of this podcast on footballpredictions.net, you'll also be able to see just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z there.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all the matches we're about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Starting off with Strasbourg, who are seventh in the table. Should be good this, because they're taking on fifth place Lyon. It's on Friday night, 28th of March. Quarter to eight in the UK time zone. And of course, for this game, click the link in the description of this podcast and be able to find a link to the game on footballpredictions.net. And there you can see your local kickoff time, wherever you are, betting odds, and the available viewing options. One of those, of course, is League One Pass, which is the paid subscription you can watch it on. But you can also stream it on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're going to sign up with them. Now, this should be a cracker because there's some very good results recently for both sides.
Yeah, Strasbourg. It's like two teams in really good form, but Strasbourg are really impressive. And they're actually on a trajectory towards the Champions League spots with this form that they're in at the moment. They're currently seventh with 43 points. Monaco has got 47 in fourth and Nice 47 in third. So they're just 4 points off. What's impressive about Strasbourg is this run of form started just before Christmas, just before the break. They beat Havre away from home 3-0. And then actually since then, they've gone on to win 8 of their last 11 games. So yeah, very impressive. Just one defeat in between. One thing that has to be said about Strasbourg when they're playing is it's not that entertaining. So good form, but not that entertaining. When we're looking, apart from that last win, last match round at home to Toulouse, where we predicted the outcome of a Strasbourg win, Strasbourg had 6 matches that all ended under 2.5 goals. Very, very few goals in the Strasbourg games. They did have 5 clean sheets in a row until that Toulouse game. Toulouse did manage to score a goal, and they actually scored it quite early. That goal came after 3 minutes, but Strasbourg turned it around and beat Toulouse. But yeah, Strasbourg overall, very impressive form, not very entertaining. So good form, but low scoring. And they're taking on a Lyon side who sits just above them, just 2 points above them in League One at the moment, but who are equally in good form. They did have a little dodgy patch just after the Christmas break. They won just one of their first 5 matches in January, but then of the last 6 matches in League One, they won 5, and they put in some goals as well, because in 3 of the 6 games, they've scored 4 goals, but they've not scored less than 2. So 20 goals from Lyon across the last 6 matches. It's quite impressive in League One, which is a fairly low scoring league. And then at the same time, Lyon is also through in Europa League quite convincingly. They beat Steaua Bucharest 3-1 away from home, and then they beat them 4-0 at home. We predicted that nearly to the T, because we had 3-0 Lyon. We beat them 4-0. In League One, the last game was a home game. It was against Havre. We had Lyon to win and both teams to score, and it ended 4-2 Lyon. So, yeah, overall, Lyon's in good form, including the Europa League. They have won the last 5 games in a row now and scored 15 goals across the 5. But yeah, like I said, even in League One, 20 goals across the last 6 games. They can score goals. But what What happens when we have a high-scoring team against a low-scoring team and two teams in good form?
Well, I mean, it's attack versus defense. That's what's going to be so interesting. You've got one team that doesn't concede any, one team that just scores for all the time. Yeah. So, in fact, yeah, Leon, scoring so many, we can't really see them not scoring, even though that's obviously going to be tested this time a lot more than usual. So we've gone for both teams to score. And you can get odds there. It's not great, but it's not too bad. We think there's a bit of value in this. A 1.57 just for both teams to score tip in this game, which is what we've gone for. But yeah, it's difficult to separate them, isn't it? So there might be even really good value, maybe for a double in this, actually, both teams to score. And because we've gone for a prediction of a draw. Yeah, we think they'll end up, the two styles cancelling each other out. And pretty good odds there. 3.6 you can get for a draw in this one. And obviously, there's only been one draw in the last sort of 12 between these two, and that was the Strasbourg-Brest game, which will end up 0-0. So, yeah, we've gone for that. And regarding the correct score prediction, we think they'll both score, and it's going to be 1-1. So let's see. You can get odds, by the way, for a 1-1 of 7, which is not incredible for a prediction of a correct score. But just looking at the other odds there as well. So you've got 2.63 for a home win for Strasbourg. All square, like I mentioned, you get 3.6 for the draw. And if you want, if you think Lyon will win, 2.5. So there's nothing in it there in the odds. But that's why the draw probably seems like it might be a good option. So yeah, looking forward to that one. Let's see how it goes. 1-1 is what we think. Rennes in 15th, and they're taking on Marseille, who are all the way up in second. This is on Saturday, the 29th of March at 4 p.m. Check the link in the description of this podcast, and you'll be able to see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast options available to you. You can stream this one live on Bet365, and to qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. If you're joining them, use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. Now, Rennes are in shocking form. Marseille, not that much better recently.
No, Marseille has really dropped in form recently. Let's start with them because they do sit second. They fit definitely out of the title race. PSG's taken the title probably a long time ago, but it was cemented last match round before the international break because Marseille went to PSG. We did predict Marseille to lose that game. They lost it. They lost 3-1. We had both teams to score and PSG to win. So we were bang on our prediction there. But yeah, essentially, Marseille has obviously been out of the title race for quite some time. And now they're actually fighting just to cling on to that Champions League spot. In France, in Ligue 1, we only have three teams going straight into the Champions League. The fourth spot is a playoff or a qualifier. And they would rather not go into that or even drop out altogether because Marseille right now have got 2 points down to Nice and Monaco in third and fourth, but just 4 points now to Lyon. So it's getting tight, and especially with the form they're in, they've recorded 3 defeats from the last 4 matches now. So they picked up just 3 points over the last 4 games. That was a home win to Nantes. But yeah, the most recent away games resulted in that defeat at PSG and a 3-0 defeat at Auxerre. So yeah, Marseille really have to turn things around, and I don't think they get a much better opportunity than at Reims, because Reims is in terrible form. Like 1 win in 19 games, and since the Christmas break, Reims has come back. They've only picked up 3 points from 3 draws, and they've got 8 defeats across those. Not only that, they can't score goals. Last 6 matches, Hans has not scored a single goal across the League One game. So no goals in the last 6. No win since that Havre away win on the 10th of November. So yeah, it's not looking good for the home team. But we do have a little bit of encouraging news for them, because we do think they might score a goal.
Yeah, I mean, Rennes just sort of seemed to, I mean, the last game they had 28% possession. So they're clearly just sitting back and, you know, wanting to counter because they haven't got much confidence. And they got 2 of their shots on target, at least when they did attack. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. But But yeah, they haven't won at home their last 9 league matches, Lens. So something needs to change, but we don't think it's really going to happen here. So we've gone for a Marseille win. You get 1.6, so they're odds on to win. 1.6 are the odds you can get for that. But the encouragement you're talking about, we think that both teams might score in this one. And that's the tip we've gone for. You get slightly better odds than the Marseille win. 1.75 for both teams to score in this one. Let's see if that happens. But we've gone for the correct score prediction as an away win. We've gone for 2-1 to the away side. And so we think Marseille will get it. A draw for this one, a draw, which is something maybe to consider, odds of 4.2. But if you think that Rennes might get the win, you can get pretty good odds of 5.25. Pretty good for a home win, isn't it? Anyways, let's move on to the next one. We've got Saint-Étienne, 17th. They're taking on the might of PSG, who are, of course, top of the league. It's on Saturday, the 29th of March. It's at 6 p.m. UK time. Check at the link in the description of this podcast. You'll be able to find your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels, etc. It's available. You can, if you like paying for a subscription, you can get it on the League One Pass. But you can stream it on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And if you haven't joined them, when you do join them, use the bonus code FP365. Well, it's a tale of two cities, this one, isn't it?
It really is. But two teams where we can promise entertainment and goals. But unfortunately for Saint-Étienne, it's usually the other way. So they tend to be on the receiving end on those goals scored. Now, Saint-Étienne is in terrible form as well. They are down in 17th now. They have no wins in 9. And in fact, they have just 1 win since mid-November. They did play PSG in January, so a few months ago. They lost that away game 2-1. But yeah, in general, if we look even just at the last 6 games, we tend to base our predictions on the last 6 games. They've conceded an awful lot of goals. In fact, they've conceded 18 goals across the last 6 matches, picked up just 2 points. But yeah, that's 3 goals on average against. If we look at the last game, that was an away game at Havre. They did pick up a point. They got a 1-1 draw. We set under 2.5 goals in that game. Their most recent home game was against Nice. We said Nice were going to win and both teams to score. It ended 3-1 to Nice. But yeah, on the PSG side, now PSG, I mean, they pretty much won the championship down there already in France. But it doesn't keep them from just steamrolling through this league. If we just have a look at some of their most recent results, they beat Marseille in that statement win last time out, 3-1. We had 2-1. They obviously knocked Liverpool out of the Champions League in between. They beat Rennes 4-1 away, Lille 4-1 at home, Lyon 3-2 away. So yeah, lots of goals in these PSG games. They're nearly on an average of 3 goals a game over the last 7 games, but they do tend to concede as well. So yeah, probably quite telling for how we see this game panning out. It's going to be entertaining. Probably will go PSG's way, but yeah, lots of goals.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see any other way. I mean, the stat that we keep increasing every week by the feel of it is the PSG's away record. So they're now undefeated in the last 37 away league matches.
Unbelievable.
In the League One. Yeah. What a run. And of course, they haven't lost to Saint-Étienne in away games in the last 13 league matches. So yeah, they're probably going to rack up number 14th in this one. Saint-Étienne haven't beaten PSG in the last 19 overall. So that's got to hurt, and we think it's going to keep hurting. Plus, Saint-Étienne haven't even won any at home in the last 4 league games. So, yeah, I mean, PSG to win, of course. 1.14 is all you can get for that. So, you know, it's barely making the needle move, is it, if you're going to put down your hard-earned and put a bet on that. But we have gone for a little bit of a braver one with a bit more value. Both teams to score. So if that can happen in this game, and you know, it's been known PSG do often get scored against. Lille scored one against them, didn't they? Rennes scored one against them. So, you know, even Marseille in the last week. So, and you know, it is, of course, at home. So, for Saint-Étienne. So, yeah, we think they'll get one. 1.7 are the odds. So, let's hope that one comes in for us. For a correct score, we've gone for an away win of 3-1. That's the magnitude we're thinking. And you can get odds for a correct score of 3-1 or 1-3 of 10 at the moment. Just looking at the other odds briefly, if you really think St. Etienne can get an amazing victory, you can get odds of 15 on that one. A draw, 8.5. And of course, PSG, 1.14. Let's not talk about that one any longer because we'll move on to more, let's say, closely contested match, hopefully. Monaco in third, taking on Nice in fourth. It's on Saturday, the 29th of March. It's at 8:05 UK time in the evening. And check the link in the description of this podcast. You'll be able to see your local kickoff time for this betting odds and all the broadcast streaming options available to you. It's a pretty big game. It's actually being shown on League One Pass, TV5 Monde. And if you want to not go with the subscription model, you can stream it on Bet365. Qualify for that. All you need is funds in your account. Anything. Or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 if you're new to them and you're going to sign up with them. Yeah, it should be a cracker because both teams have kind of had interesting last sort of three or four games. Not everything going according to plan. What are your thoughts on this, Moose?
Yeah, I think we need to look at the teams that they have been playing. And if we look at Monaco first, the home team, they are very, very strong at home. Very good home form at the moment. They've actually scored 17 goals across the last four games. So that is a lot of goals. It's over four on average across the last four home matches. So that's really, really impressive. But like you said, the results have been a bit mixed and it's because of their away form. But if we do look at the teams that they have played, it was a defeat at Lille and it was a defeat at PSG. And then they had a draw at Toulouse. But yeah, Monaco's most recent home game, we had it bang on because we had a correct score of 3-0 against Anse. That ended 3-0 Monaco. And the home game prior to that, League One, Monaco destroyed Nantes 7-1. So that's a little insight to some of the home games that Monaco has been playing. But yeah, really a home and an away team, Monaco. But right now, the home form is really strong. They did turn their away form around a little bit in the most recent game in League One because they actually had no away games in seven before going to Angers, but they beat them 2-0. We did predict Monaco to win that game. They scored two goals really late on in the second half to win that game. But yeah, they're up against a Nice team. Like, these teams are fighting for those Champions League spots. It's going to be really interesting to see whom are going to end up with the two other spots apart from PSG directly into the Champions League, because there really is, with Strasbourg's tremendous form, there really are six teams in it for these European spots and the two direct spots for the Champions League, and obviously two of them being Monaco and Nice. But yeah, Nice has just dipped a little bit recently. Like you said, like, they lost at home to Lyon and they followed that up with a 1-1 draw against Auxerre. We had both teams to score in that game. The most recent away game was the Saint-Etienne. We had Nice to win and both teams to score. They beat them 3-1. Prior to that, at Havre, exactly the same. We had Nice to win and both teams to score. And guess what? Nice won, and it was both teams scored. Ended 3-1 in that game. But yeah, Nice, reasonably good form, but can they turn it around? These two most recent games where they have a defeat and a draw away at Monaco, it's going to be really, really tricky.
Yeah, it will be an interesting tussle. I mean, like we said, they're so close on the table. But so we've kind of sit on the fence a little bit for our tip. We've gone for both teams to score, and your odds there are 1.57 at the moment. Who do we think? Well, actually, do you think there'll be a result? Will it be a draw? We think it's going to be a Monaco win because they have been so strong lately at home. And you can get odds of 1.85 for Monaco to win in this game. Just look at the other odds, actually. 3.9 for a draw and 3.9 for a Nice win. So they are favourites to win by a pretty big stretch, Monaco. We've gone for a 3-1 score prediction, and the odds there are 13. That's 12-1 in fractional. Let's see how it goes. Let's move on to our summary games. Next is Toulouse in 10th, taking on Brest in 9th. And it's on Sunday, the 30th of March, 2 p.m. UK time kickoff. You can watch this one, stream on Bet365 to qualify for that. All you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. And if you want to pay for a subscription model, you can watch it on League One Pass. Right, for this one, we have gone for an under 2.5 goals tip. We think it'll be a home win. We've gone for a correct score prediction. To lose one, Brest nil.
Yeah, moving on to Angers in 14th, who takes on Rennes in 12th. This game kicks off Sunday, 30th of March, 4:15 UK time. Another game where you go on to footballpredictions.net. We will provide you with your local kickoff time, betting odds, team news, and available viewing options. One being Bet365. And in order to qualify for the stream, all you need is to have a funded account or to place the bet in the last 24 hours. And please, when you sign up, do use the bonus code FP365. Now, for this game, we're going with a low-scoring game. We're going with an away win for Rennes and a correct score of 1-0 Rennes.
Next up is Auxerre in 11th, taking on Montpellier in 18th. It's on Sunday, the 30th of March, 4:15 in the afternoon UK time. So you can stream this one again on Bet365. All you need for that is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use that bonus code FP365 when you sign up. If you want to pay for a subscription, you can watch it on League One Pass. It's also available there. Okay, for this one, we think it's actually, our tip here is both teams to score. We know Montpellier have been in shocking form, but we think they'll get a goal. And we have gone for, though, an Auxerre home win to the tune of 2-1.
Yes, and moving on to another game that kicks off Sunday, 30th of March, 4:15 UK time, is Havre in 16th, takes on Nantes in 13th. Visit footballpredictions.net to view your local kickoff time, betting odds, broadcast and streaming channels tailored to your location for this game, one being Bet365. Once again, in order to qualify, all you need to have is a funded account or place the bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up with that bonus code FP365. Now for this one, we are going with both teams to score, but a draw. So a correct score, 1-1, both teams to score and draw. Yeah.
Yeah, and finally, we have Lille in 6th, taking on Lens in 8th. It's on Sunday, the 30th of March. It's at 7:45 UK time in the evening. And for this one, we think it'd be a low score. We've gone for an under 2.5 goals tip. And we think, though, it'll be a Lille home win. And the score will be predicted at 1-0. And again, that's streamable on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're joining them in the sign-up process. And to qualify to watch these games on Bet365, all you need is funds in your account. So, you know, it could be £1, €1, or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website, 18+ Gamble Aware.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can see links to all the matches we've just covered, or just go directly to footballpredictions.net. That's where you can have a look at the online sources to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
Please do know that we produce football podcasts for additional competitions as well as Ligue 1, and you can listen to them at podcasts.footballpredictions.net or where you normally download your podcasts from, like Apple, YouTube and Spotify. Thank you for listening, and until the next time, it is
Out the Road.
At Football Predictions.